We spoke about the lachos of lighting in there. Let's talk about the lachos of extinguishing. So talking about extinguishing a gas flame. They used to use a wood flame. You basically talk about extinguishing a gas flame. Halachas of electricity are a little more complicated. We'll leave that separate. So whereas a person is allowed to transfer and make a new transfer a flame from one flame to another flame and make light a flame for the purpose of cooking, for the purpose of kibui is not permitted. A person cannot extinguish a flame. If a person is in a situation where he's cooking a food and the food is going to burn, and he still needs to cook, and the flame is too high, and the food is going to burn. So, in that situation, we should be allowed to extinguish the flame. Now it's considered a tzarech ha'chol nefesh. For the food to cook properly, it's considered a tzarech ha'chol nefesh to extinguish the flame. The Shulchan Aruch says that it's aser. That situation is not called echol nefesh, it's still called makshir echol nefesh. The Ramah is matur in that case, but the Magen Avraham says that even according to the Ramah, that's only if you do not have an option of lighting a different flame. Lighting is considered much more, lighting a flame is considered directly echol nefesh, and extinguishing is considered like makshir echol nefesh, in which echol nefesh is mutter, makshir is only mutter if you don't have another eitzah. Well, I do have an eitzah, I have an eitzah of echol nefesh, of havor of lighting another flame. So for the Magen Avraham says, if I have a choice of lighting a smaller flame or extinguishing the lowering are the same thing. Lowering the flame that I have, I'm mechuyev to light another flame which is smaller in order to use that smaller flame as opposed to lowering the flame that I have already. However, if a person needs a very small flame, a person has a gas range, and he needs a very small flame. In general, you cannot get it to light in a very small flame anyway. You have to make a larger flame for it to turn it down anyway. So you're going to, even the second one that you're going to light it and turn it down. So you might as well turn down the first one. Because you're going to end up doing the act of kibbutz either way. But a situation where you would have an option of lighting a smaller flame, which would be the right size for what you need, rather than turning down the larger flame, you should light the smaller flame. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Rav Moshe Zatzal in the Tshuva disagrees. And Rashi says that when it comes to the inyan of echol nefesh, there's no milah over here of extinguishing a flame or lighting a flame. There's no milah, so you might as well just lower the flame that you have as opposed to lighting another flame. Rashi was asked in a later tshuva, he's going to connect to the Magen Avraham. He doesn't mention the Magen Avraham in the first tshuva. He says later on, the Magen Avraham was talking about a situation where there is many sticks of wood, and you'd have to do an act of extinguishing in each piece of wood as opposed to one act of lighting. So it's one act of lighting versus many acts of extinguishing. So it's better to do one act of lighting versus many acts of extinguishing. However, now it's one act both ways. He held that there's no mila one over the other. But you should know most persons are not passing like Rav Moshe on this point. That's not the understanding. The Rambam does not mention that at all. And most persons are not passing like Rav Moshe on this point. Let's say you have a situation where a fire is high, and it's hot in the kitchen, and a person wants to lower it because it's too hot. So in that situation, a person cannot lower the flame just because of the temperature. However, if the person is concerned about the temperature, etc., a person can do the following eitzah. A person can do kibui through grama. What's the example of grama? A person can put a pot of water up to have something to drink, and that's okay. He wants to make himself a coffee or a tea. Fill it up very much, and then as the water boils, it'll boil over and put out the flame. And then he's allowed to afterwards turn off the gas. Obviously, you have a concern over there with the gas. He can turn off the gas in order to stop the gas coming out. But he's doing kibui ayadei grama. So kibui ayadei grama is permitted in that situation. Also, if he has he can ask a non-Jew to turn it off for him. Now, he cannot ask a non-Jew to turn it off because he wants to save money. But over here, he has the tzarech, the discomfort which he has there in the room, etc. That'd be a valid tzarech to ask a non-Jew to turn off or lower the flame for him. Mr. Hashem, I do want to talk about electricity separate. That's a separate topic, etc. Those who are here for the learning program, there are bagels and cream cheese available in the dining room. Welcome, everybody. Have a good morning.